dwelling in the darkest depths of the mind. It's time for Mark D. Valenti and Brain Burrow.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hatching of Brain Burrow. This is your host, Mark D. Valenti. Now, here's the thing. It seems like everybody nowadays wants to be a podcaster. Well, I had to get in on the act, and it's actually been a lot of fun. When I came up with this idea about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was like, all right, let's just do it and see what happens. And so far, so good. I've got a lot of support, and I really appreciate that. So I don't know how much you all know about my history, but I've been involved in healthcare, specifically behavioral health, since 1994, when I used to watch family members eat dinner together and then assess their communication. I mean, not in a creepy way. We actually recorded it as part of a research study, and we assessed everything they said. And over the years, I've had an opportunity to work directly with patients and families, but I've also spent a lot of time training healthcare professionals on how they communicate with patients. So I did a lot of different training online. I've done it in person. My colleague Brittany Wilson and I actually have put together a different series of training. And it's been a lot of fun, but I still felt like something was missing. And I've really been involved in the horror community in the last year or so. And what I found is that I've spent time acting and producing and just connecting with so many of you. I realized that everybody's the same no matter where they work. We all do different things based on our communication. So we try to be human, and everybody needs help and guidance. So it's been an interesting year, and I really appreciate all the connections that I've made with all of you. So I feel like that I'm in a unique situation where I can combine the behavioral aspect of what I do, the teaching aspect, and also the horror part of it. In healthcare, as rewarding as it's been, it's also very stressful. As you can imagine, people are struggling with illness and disease and stress and COVID and depression and everything, and it's all part of us being human. And those things come up in the film world as well. But I realize in the film world, I have an opportunity to be much more creative and fun. And in healthcare, it's sort of a traditional model. So I really wanted to spend some time connecting through the podcast. And I put together the Brain Burrow podcast series as a way to kind of pull together all those different areas. Now, as I look at the Brain Burrow overall program, I actually parse it out into three different segments. The first segment is called Psy-Coaching, and it really pulls together a lot of work that I did in healthcare together in different topics, and I want to bring it to the horror community. So, for instance, in healthcare, I talk a lot about Dan Pink's drive and the three levels of motivation that drive us. And essentially, Dan Pink has done a lot of research and observations over the years, and he said that essentially human beings are driven by three levels of motivation. The first one is a biological motivation. As human beings, we're not that far from living out in the caves and in the wilderness. And as we interact with today's environment, we oftentimes are struggling with getting those basic primal needs met, whether they are food, water, shelter, or safety. But as I connected to horror films, I realized that all these horror films have great examples of these things. So what I want to do in the Psy-Coaching series is bring those frameworks of motivation and behavior into that. So as an example, when I look at the movie Jaws, and I look at the opening scene where Chrissy is surviving, or trying to survive the shark attack, and she is operating at that lower level of motivation. She's just trying to get through that situation, which of course, spoiler alert, she doesn't. Then, as I look at the second level of Dan Pink's drive, the next level of motivation, it's extrinsic motivation. Once your basic safety needs are met, you're focused on extrinsic motivation. So one of the examples of extrinsic motivation is when we look for approval from others. So if you look at Quint in Jaws, oftentimes he's trying to goad the other characters around him, and he's trying to get their reaction. But in that case, Quint is really focused on extrinsic motivation. And how often in our own lives are we focused on getting approval from others, whether it's in the workplace or with family? Another element of extrinsic motivation is whenever we're focused on external rewards, for instance, money, right? The mayor in all of this is really focused on making sure that all the summer dollars get there, presumably so he can get elected the next time. So if you look at politicians in general, they're constantly looking to get elected the next time and whatever that would take, right? And that's another example of an extrinsic motivation. So today, by the way, isn't a big course on this. It's just giving you an example of some of the framework I'd like to use, because as you think about this and these characters, how does it relate to you and in your workplace with your family? Dan Pink says once the first level and second level of motivation are met, then we upgrade to 3.0, which is intrinsic motivation, which is we're doing something because we are dedicated to something bigger than ourselves. So as you look at Chief Brody, he's very focused on his family. He's very focused on the community, and he tries to do his best to make sure that he is making a safe environment for the community. He's focused on an intrinsic motivation that goes beyond just that initial approval. He's not doing it to get approval. In fact, if anything, he's not getting approval from the people around him because he's dedicated to a higher ideal. Another element of intrinsic motivation is the ability to learn and grow, the goal toward mastery. So if you look at Hooper's character, Hooper is trying to learn about great white sharks. He's trying to stay in that community because he wants to understand more and learn as a person. So you could argue, as we look at that, though, is he always focused on that motivation? And that's the thing about motivation. It changes. So just want to give you kind of a taste of some of the analysis we're going to be doing in the Psy coaching part of the segments that I do in Brain Burrow, because I want to really kind of pull it back over the time frame of the 20 minutes or less that we do it, and then have you think about it as it relates to your own life. Now, we're also going to explore communication and issues beyond, you know, horror as well. So, for instance, I may pull some random stories out there. So, for instance, if you saw in the news recently, there was a male model. His name was Luca Marchese, and he exercised his jaw over and over and over again because he wanted to go for that chiseled look. Not exactly the same, but he tried to do this. And the question is, what motivates people to take kind of these extreme approaches? So that is one of the segments of Brain Burrow called Psy Coaching, which you will see more about. In fact, it's going to premiere on that part on March 17th with a session on how do you cultivate your confidence. And of course, we're going to connect it back to horror films. The second segment of Brain Burrow is really focused on digging deep with guests. So oftentimes we see actors and writers and directors on these podcasts, and again, nothing wrong with that, where they talk a lot about the work that they do. And as you know, we're defined by more than the work we do. As I dig deep with guests, I want to really have them talk more about what do they fear, what do they value, what do they want to be, what are their unrealized potential. At this point, I was actually fortunate enough to have interviewed two different guests, and those segments are going to appear a bit later. And I want to say that each of these segments so far have been wonderfully diverse in what people chose to talk about. For instance, recently I interviewed Jen Nangle. So here's some of the things we talked about. Yes, I do. I do. I'm very emotional, yes. No, I don't know. This is we're interviewing you, not...
Oh, it's back on me.
We're not going to go into that. We're not digging deep with Mark DiValenti on the show here for sure. So, but it's all right.
Why not? We can turn the tables. I can take over this interview.
I bet you could. I know that you could, actually. Very well. But not today. Thanks, Jen. But actually, I do have a question on here, and it's something, you know, with Brain Burrow, it's really symbolic of, you know, all the sci-fi movies with the, like, Night of the Creeps with the, you know, the brain slug going into the... Well, of course, they go through the mouth. But anyway, so I have a question on here. It's called, what makes you squirm? Now, it's not about, like, what are you afraid of? It's more about, what's your trigger? So what is Jen's trigger whenever you experience it or see it that just kind of gets you squirmy?
Okay. This is going to sound really bad.
Okay.
But
it's a disclaimer. So I also had the great opportunity to interview my friend and colleague, Lydia Manson, on the show. And that segment will air on March 24th. You can see that Lydia took some thoughtful time to really talk about some of the things that she was struggling with.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I've been asking myself that for 32 years. I don't know. I think sometimes we all have our demons. I'm trying harder every day not to listen to mine, but some days that voice just is a little bit louder than it should be. As much as I wouldn't like to listen to it, sometimes it's just there.
Okay, so you saw that Lydia had a lot to say. I really appreciated her opening up and really kind of digging deep on the things that she was going through. So again, as you see on the digging deep portion, people have an opportunity to talk about whatever makes sense to them, and we kind of guide that conversation. So digging deep is the second segment of Brain Burrow. The third and final segment is really focused on the icons of the horror movies themselves, right? The characters. It's sort of a lighter take on it. We try to understand and we want to learn more about the actual villains, the antagonists of the different movies. And we assess them from a different perspective. Are they really evil? Or are they tragically misunderstood? Are they sociopathic? Or are they just really need a boost of confidence? And I want to have fun with this topic, and there's a couple people that I've actually talked to about this who may be guest hosts. So I want to kind of dig deep into that, and we're calling that segment Breaking Baddies. Here's the thing. This is all new to me. As you may know, I'm not a person who suffers from perfection paralysis. I actually practice wabi-sabi, which is finding beauty in imperfection. I know this isn't going to be perfect, and that's okay. I'm going to continuously improve and move every day closer to better. You know, as we look at the different segments, the psych coaching part, I know that some of you had some different ideas, so reach out to me on some topics you'd like to see discussed. On the interviews with the Digging Deeper, I actually have a few other people that are lined up. If you're interested, let me know as well. Again, I think each one of the shows is going to be different. And if you're interested also in breaking down some of those baddies, let me know about that as well. I'm going to be releasing these various podcasts. This is sort of the intro to all of this. It's going to be out there several times a month. Some are going to be live, some are going to be recorded. And you can follow along on the Brain Burrow Facebook group, the Brain Burrow YouTube page. You can follow me on Instagram on Valenti Horror, or just go to brainburrow.com to get connected to everything. And if you just want the audio experience, these will be uploaded to Spotify and Apple as well. And because human beings have a wonderfully low attention span, these segments are going to be 20 to 25 minutes at the most, but sometimes they'll be shorter than that. So on that note, I bid you farewell and hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and thanks for tuning in to Brain Burrow.
You just dug deep with Mark D. Do you want more? Follow Mark on Instagram at Valenti Horror and subscribe to the Brain Burrow podcast.